Hey everyone, it's your boy Logan Cruz back at it again with another episode of The Dopamine Fast. If you're feeling like you're constantly on autopilot, scrolling through endless feeds, chasing that next dopamine hit, well, guess what? You're not alone. And that's exactly why we're diving into something super important today, creating a safe space for self-reflection. Because let's be real. In this crazy world of constant stimulation, finding time and the right environment to just think can feel impossible. But trust me, it's more vital than ever. Think about it. When was the last time you truly sat with yourself, without distractions, without judgment? Just you, your thoughts, and maybe a cup of coffee. That space, that quiet time, is where the magic happens. It's where we can connect with our authentic selves, understand our emotions better, and make decisions aligned with who we truly are. Not just who society or those pesky notifications tell us to be. So how do we carve out this sacred space? Let's break it down into some actionable steps. 1. Ditch the distractions. This one's a no-brainer, right? Phones on airplane mode, laptops shut down, social media banished for at least an hour or longer. You gotta create that physical barrier between you and the constant influx of information. Think about it like setting boundaries. Just as you wouldn't let someone interrupt you mid-conversation, you have to protect your inner world from external noise. 2. Find your sanctuary. Now, where do you feel most comfortable and grounded? It could be a quiet corner in your home, a cozy cafe with calming music, or even a walk in nature. Identify a place where you can relax, let go of tension, and just be. Remember, this space is all about creating a sense of security and calm. 3. Practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean becoming a meditation guru overnight, though that's awesome if it works for you. Mindfulness is simply about being present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, the sounds around you, how your body feels. Notice your thoughts without judgment. Just let them come and go, like clouds passing by. 4. Journal your way through it. Ever felt like your mind is a tangled mess of thoughts? Writing it down can be incredibly liberating. Pour those feelings, ideas, and even doubts onto paper. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Just let the words flow freely. Think of journaling as a conversation with yourself, an honest and unfiltered one. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is crucial. Self-reflection can sometimes be tough, bringing up past hurts or insecurities. Remember, be gentle with yourself throughout this process. There's no shame in feeling your emotions fully. Celebrate the small victories, acknowledge your progress, and remember that self-discovery is a journey, not a destination. Now, let's imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed after a long day, deadlines looming, notifications buzzing, your mind racing like a hamster on a wheel. But instead of reaching for that phone or drowning in another social media scroll, you take a deep breath, switch off the distractions, and step into your sanctuary. Maybe it's a comfy chair with a good book, or even just a quiet corner where you can focus on your breath. In this peaceful space, you pull out your journal and start writing. You let those thoughts flow freely, the worries, the to-dos, even the anxieties. You write without judgment, allowing yourself to fully experience those emotions. As you write, you notice something. A sense of calm starting to settle in. Your racing thoughts begin to slow down, replaced by a newfound clarity and understanding. You realize that amidst the chaos, there's still a place within you that's quiet, safe, and full of potential. That's the magic of creating a space for self-reflection. It's where we reconnect with ourselves, find strength, and ultimately navigate life with more intention and purpose. So remember, carving out this space doesn't require grand gestures or complicated rituals. It's about making conscious choices to prioritize your inner world. Start small, experiment with different techniques, and most importantly, be patient with yourself. The journey inwards is a lifelong adventure, filled with incredible discoveries and valuable lessons along the way. I encourage you to take action right now. Find that quiet space, grab your journal, or simply take a few deep breaths. Listen to your inner voice. It has so much wisdom to share. And don't forget to share your experience with us on social media using Dopamine Fast. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to cultivate more self-awareness in our lives. Until next time, remember to stay mindful, stay curious, and most importantly, stay true to yourself. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.